Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. I am your host, Nayshawn Turner, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching, and I am so excited that you guys are here joining me on this Monday morning, where I think I'm going to be talking about something that is so critical, and it's about priorities. And I call today's show Priority Matters, and it's really about keeping the main thing the main thing. And I know this has been perhaps a struggle for many people, if not you. I know I have struggled with that in time past. And I thought it would be really great just to kind of talk about some things and give you some tips and tools that can empower your week to be on track, you know, and to make sure that you are living according to the priorities that really do matter for your life and for your goals and all of those things. I just want to welcome you guys today on Monday, and it is kind of like a gloomy day here on the East Coast. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are, but it's all about perspective, right? So listen, before I get started, I really want you guys to do me a favor, as I always ask you to do. I want you to call someone, text them, Facebook them, and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about priorities. And who doesn't need to know how to keep the priorities, in your life so that you can really find yourself living in the things that matter most and experiencing those things that matter most in your life. So listen, do that today. Do that today. Do it right now. Call someone and let them know I'm on the air. And hey, if you want to share your thoughts or ask questions or your comments, you can call into the show too. Just call 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. And guess what? You can be on the show live. And then also, we want you guys to follow the show. There's a blue button on Blog Talk Radio. Just put follow, and so that you can get all the latest and greatest interviews that's going to be coming up and show topics and things that's going to help transform and empower your life, as well as others I want you to share. All right. So before I go on to how you can get in touch with me and all of that, let's just jump right into the show, and I could give you guys that information a little later on. But, you know, I realize for some of us, we have made everything a priority. And you know that's a no-no right up front, right? We cannot make everything a priority. And for some of us, we have done just that, right? And so I understand that we have to be flexible on some things because life happens. However, for many of us, I have found that we have not been able to really balance the nice to-dos from the must-dos. So it's kind of like what Kelly Stettner had said. She said, if everything is important, then nothing is. And I think you need to really kind of let that sink in for a minute. If everything is important, then nothing is. And so we can't have everything to be important or a priority to us. So I want to give you three ways to just keep the, to show you how to keep the main thing the main thing, all right? Number one, we have to stop making everyone's urgency our emergency, right? We got to stop doing that. What do I mean by that? Well, what I'm talking about is that we tend to take on everyone's problems, their issues, their situations, and a drop of the hat and we make it a priority for us to solve it, to fix it, and to be that go-to person for any sudden thing that arises without even concerning how this is going to impact, you know, your day or your time or your goals and the results that you set out to accomplish for yourself. So some of the things that people are putting on you, putting on your plate, and you're taking it on, you know, we have to realize that some of that is really of their own doing. And it's not that that we should have to figure it out or give someone an out for their situation, whether it's, you know, picking up their child for work or helping them to finish an assignment at work or dealing with stuff with shut-off notices or the people want you to pay or to attend a meeting on their behalf. Whatever it is, this is what I want to say to you. You have to stop, drop, and roll. That thing that we've learned when a fire is in the house, listen, because when they come to you, they're coming to you as though their house is on fire. So this is their urgency that they want you to make an emergency. So what I want you to do is stop, drop, and roll that issue back on them to find another resource that can accommodate their needs, because you didn't cause the problem. So realize this, you're not obligated to resolve it. Now, I know that's talk tough, and I know it can be tight, but it's right, and it's important for us to realize that we can't keep making everybody's urgency your emergency. So that's number one on how to keep the main thing for your life, right? Number two, I need you to discern the difference between or to discern what is needful and necessary for your life. What's needful and necessary for your life? When I talk about needful, I'm talking about what is that thing now that you have to be concerned about. And the necessary thing is has to do with the process of being able to meet those goals. What are the necessary things that you need? This is a part of that process that's going to help you to get to where you need to be or to do what you need to have done in your life for that day. So listen, here's what I want you to do. When I talk about discerning needful and necessary, I want you to assess or evaluate everything through those lenses, the needful and necessary lenses, right, of what is really important by asking yourself, is this needful and is this necessary for me to do right now? You know, we take on a lot of different things, and I'm in business, and I always got tons of things to do at all times, but sometimes some of those things are really not needful right now, and they're definitely not necessary. And so you have to ask yourself, do I need to do this right now? Is this necessary for me to be able to end my day knowing that this is the one thing, the one strategy, the one skill, the one tip, the one tool that is necessary for me to be able to find myself being able to shut the books at the end of the day and say, okay, I was able to do that. That was so needful for me to do right now. It was so necessary for me to do right now that it caused me to be where I wanted to be by the end of the day. All right? So it's important for you to do that. And listen, we got to stop letting our lives be up for grabs, right? So set your agenda according to what's important to you. Stop wasting time on stuff that really doesn't matter at the expense of losing sight of what's really critical and vital to you. Thriving and being able to maintain the flow and focus of your priorities is going to really keep you on track, okay? Because, again, it's about maintaining, making sure the main thing is staying the main thing, okay? So that's number two. Number three is really about self-honoring. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that you have to stay true to your values and your truth. In other words, what are your non-negotiables? What are the things that you are not willing to compromise on? See, those things that keep you from living and working in the integrity of who you are, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about self-honoring. Those are the things that are going to help you to police whether the activities that you're doing or the priorities that you're taking on is really blocking you from living a life of integrity, working in integrity, right? Doing your business in integrity, your relationships integrity. If it's not honoring you, if this is a part of your non-negotiables and you find that you're compromising to the extent of it's hurting you, then you need to back off of that. That's not a priority. That's not the thing that's going to keep the main thing the main thing. See, it's really important to keep the promises that you made to yourself by learning just how to say no to some things. So by saying no to some things, you're saying yes to you and the things that matter most to you so that you can live a strong and powerful now, right? And when I talk about now, that's about your priorities. So you want to be able to live a strong and powerful right now moment every day that you're going to feel good about and that is going to cause you to be able to create the life that you want and the day that you want to have for yourself. So listen, those are the three things that I wanted to just give you as some points to help you to recognize what your priorities are, how to discern between what's a priority and what's not, instead of having everything on your plate, and making sure that your priorities matter. It's about keeping the main thing the main thing. So let me just do a real quick recap, okay? Stop making everyone's urgency your emergency. Remember, you don't have to fix and solve everybody's issues because you didn't create the problem. So you don't have to worry about fixing the problem. And listen, stop, drop, and roll so you can roll that stuff back on to them so they can find another resource and so you can go on with your day. And then the other thing is discern between what is needful and necessary for your life. Begin to look through those lenses, and you can begin to find that I don't have to put my life up for grab, but set your own agenda and police things through those two lenses that will help you to stay on track and maintain your flow and focus. And then the last thing is be self-honoring. Be true to your values and your truth, knowing what your non-negotiables are, what you're not going to compromise on, and learn how to say no to some things and yes to yourself. So listen, I hope that those three points have been able to help you to see what your priorities are and how to balance things out for yourself. I know that it's a balancing act, it's a juggling act, but listen, you can do it. I have confidence in you, and you have to take confidence in yourself and say, you know what, no more am I going to have all these things and trying to keep every plate spinning in the air so that nothing falls, but knowing that some of those things need to fall so that the main things that need to stay up in the air and keeping you afloat is the things that you focus your attention on, your undivided attention on. So listen, I hope you guys got some value from today's show. Listen, if you want to find out more information about the upcoming shows, go to my website, NaeShawnTurner.com. You can check me out on Twitter at @Naeshawn_Turner. I'm also on Facebook at NaeShawnTurner-UniquelyDesignedCoaching. And I'm on Instagram, y'all, at @NaeShawnLifeCoach. So listen, check me out. I have some Facebook Live videos that's out there. I have just tons of things that I'm working on in content and all that good stuff. And I'm looking forward for you to join me and spread the word and tell others to join me as well. So listen, I want you guys to have a great show. I want you to have a great day today, and I want you to be safe for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday. I hope you guys have a great time being with your families and also remembering those that served our country and paying homage to them. Well, listen, you guys take care and join me next week on Uniquely Designed Talk, where it's all about us empowering you to uniquely design your life. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.